Hi, I'm Alex. I have an almost 3.5-year-old boy, Elijah, who can't sit still, loves dinosaurs, and now is getting into Pokemon and Marvel, and he loves to play sports as best he can, and we watch way too much TV. But he's exhausting. He's an extremely picky eater with an adult palate. I mean, his favorite food's buffalo chicken. Like, really? Our road to Elijah wasn't the easiest one. Our first pregnancy ended in a missed miscarriage, which we discovered at our first appointment at 9 weeks. And I had to wait 5 days, which was Halloween, to have my D&C. When we finally got pregnant again, every doctor appointment was terrifying until we heard that heartbeat. And we then had a 3-week waiting game to find out if he had a possible abnormality because his anatomy scan showed possible signs of Down syndrome. But of course, now I realize I should just take it as a sign of who he was. Stubborn and always keeping us on our toes because he outgrew those scan numbers and everything was totally fine. Anyway, these ladies here. We have gone from college to marriage and now motherhood. And watching how we've all grown as women and wives and mothers and knowing how we all live the same realities helps me get through the tough times every day. And makes me so wish we were all together for the funny and heart-melting ones. I hope that we can help you in knowing that you're not alone. We're on this journey with you too.
Hi, I'm Gina. I'm a 32-year-old, tired, but love-filled mom of two. My son Hayden, who's 7, and my daughter Millie, who's 2. My husband's an RN and works night shifts, which means I'm usually home alone manning the house. It's an adventure to say the least. I wear a lot of different hats, from cook to cleaner to whatever my daughter needs as her personal stylist, I am there. And I love it. But my road to mom happened unexpectedly. It was just 6 months into our relationship when my husband and I found out I was pregnant. And now 7 years and another kid later, we're married and working towards purchasing our first home. Having a kid early on tested me in so many ways. And I got depressed. I went from, I can do anything, to I'm now that girl that got pregnant. At least in my mind, that's what I saw. And the truth is, I still struggle to this day with my self-worth and my self-identity. Especially in this digital world where everything is seemingly perfect and put together. Thank goodness I have my girlfriends to help remind me of all the great things I have in my life and that I'm not alone in my struggles. I literally couldn't stay sane without them.
Hi, I'm Megan. I'm a mom to a little girl named Penelope, and she's almost 4 years old. She's super sassy and fresh, and that's what I love about her. My husband, Charlie, and I have dealt with a lot of infertility issues and have suffered multiple losses, so you'll hear me talk about that very openly on the show. And if you have questions or you want to share your story about infertility, pregnancy and infant loss, or even adoption, you can email sglmoms@gmail.com because I would love to hear from you. I grew up in Maine and have lived most of my adult life in Massachusetts and California. I'm a professional fundraiser and I'm incredibly passionate about community. And my family is my local village and they help me parent on a daily basis. But this group of women, they are my personal oasis and my island where I can be Meg and not always just mom. Without this group of women, my poor husband would have to hear me complain way more than he already does. So it's really important to spread it out because I don't want to wear him down. We love that you are listening to us, and thank you so much for being a part of our village.